Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know that I am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, Friday, Mother Effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, Friday. Hey. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
To Friday.
Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday.
Steve, are your toes even moving around?
Yes! I'm holding my coffee. Why
are you worried about your own jumping? Steve looked like he was doing like toe raises, like calf raises.
Why are you watching me jump?
I'm guessing you're saving all your energy for this game.
Yes.
And you're going to need it.
I have a chair behind me. I didn't feel like tripping over it. I'm holding my coffee. Jump however I want. You know, I'm just going to sit from now on.
Wow.
Damn party pooper over here. I'm talking about myself.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, let's get to your contestant this morning. It's Alan from Seattle. Alan, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
All right, Alan's ready to go. I bet he jumps really high, so get out of here, Steve.
Are you going to watch how I walk out of the room to make sure I'm taking the proper amount of leverage off of the ground?
Yes, I want to see the right distance between your feet, of that.
I'll work harder at that.
Okay, ready? Go.
All right. Is this good?
No,
that looks terrible.
Is that too high?
Way too high.
Ah.
For those playing at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Who played the title character in Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes. Napa Valley is located in which U.S. state?
California.
Correct. What band did Jack Black form with Kyle Gass?
Tenacious D.
He did. How many planets in our solar system are hotter than Earth?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. What adventure tale introduced us to Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Pass.
The Volga River is the longest river on which continent?
Europe?
Yes. If your axilla is ticklish, that's the technical term for what body part?
Armpit?
Yes. Becky and Darlene were the daughters on what sitcom?
Full House?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What is the world's fastest growing plant?
Grass?
No.
Corn?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Alan.
Yay. Woof.
Right down the middle. Don't worry, Steve is like, he's jumping weird, he's walking weird, he's just weird.
Wow.
Jeez.
He's just weird.
Shots fired, Steve.
What happened?
Well, I was trying to, like, boost Alan's confidence a little bit, and I was like, look at Steve, he's walking weird, he's jumping weird, he's just weird.
What is your deal today? Is it because I said that the Huskies are better than the Cougars and you're just a little salty about
it? That's a start. Steve, welcome back, but are you ready? All of it.
So not what they bitch?
No, you can when you're referring to Auntie Taryn over here.
Who played the title character in Seinfeld?
That would be Jerry Seinfeld.
It would be. Napa Valley is located in which U.S. state?
California.
Correct. What band did Jack Black form with Kyle Gass?
Oh, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
How many? Jack White?
How many planets in our solar system are hotter than Earth?
That would be four.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
Yes. What adventure tale introduced us to Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Peter Pan.
No.
Hook.
No. The Volga River is the longest river on which continent?
The Volva River?
Volga. Oh, my.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. If your axilla is ticklish, that's the technical term for what body part?
Your armpits?
Yes. Becky and Darlene were the daughters on what sitcom?
Roseanne.
Yes. What is the world's fastest growing plant?
A bamboo.
Yes. How many voyages did Captain Cook have to make to map the Pacific Ocean?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Seven.
No.
Sorry.
Wow.
Was it nine?
No.
Okay, good.
It was three. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a victory.
Let's
7-5. Sorry, Alan.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend. You're sampling.
Tale that introduced us to Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of rum was Treasure Island, the Volga River, not to be confused with the Volva River.
The Volva River is in North America, of course.
It is the longest river on the continent of Europe, and then you learned that Captain Cook needed three trips around the Pacific Ocean to map it.
All right.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Oh, someone.
The Daily Migs Show.
I just wanted to read this great text. It says, F the Coug. Second, what does a Husky and a Coug have in common? They
what?
Both applied to University of Washington.
You know what? I want to know what year that person graduated from UW. Because I bet they didn't go there.
Wow.
Oh, man. It's so mad.
So spicy today.
Right?
Coats for Kids is back, Rockaholics.
Your aunt visiting this weekend?
No.
No?
Jesus Christ.
Coats for Kids is back for 2025, and we need your help to put brand new coats on local children in need. And the need is great, and the temperatures are dropping. So for $25, you can put a jacket on a local kid through Operation Warm. And Steve, I know we're getting a lot of donations in there.
Shout out to Jim Tulloch. He donated $100 and Tony Schaffner donated $50.
Nice. Let's keep it rolling at KISW.com.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
It is so easy to slide right into our voice messages. All you have to do is open up the Odyssey app, find KISW, look for that little microphone icon, and you can leave us a voice message. Steve, who is leaving us messages today?
Let's check out our first one.
Hey, I was curious about Steve Miggs.
Yeah, we all are.
So many questions.
So many. I'm very confused by Steve Miggs, personally.
Are you wrestling at this Grit City Championship thing? I've heard the commercials talking about how you'll be there. So I was just wondering, because it's how you are, I'm thinking about making a sign that says,
okay,
Candy Gems are trash.
Oh, you do that. I will be so fired up. I love when listeners show up to my wrestling events and they hold signs that have nothing to do with anything other than what we talk about on the air. Like one lady had a 6'7" sign. And
yes.
There was something else. That was like, someone said that I smell and I'm stinky and I should go to Stinky's Plumbing, which I thought was kind of funny
that's
too.
Great.
And also it's crazy that Grit City Championship Wrestling and they purchased advertising. So my wrestling is making our company money now.
So this is tomorrow?
It's tomorrow over at the Tacoma Armory, which hasn't had a wrestling show there in like over 60 years. So
Oh my gosh.
I guess back in the day they used to have a bunch. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're able to make it out, you want to make a sign, you want to boo me. I think, Taryn, this is right up your alley.
Troll this man.
Yes, please. Bring all the signs.
That's going to be awesome.
And if you break a sign about Candy DMs, I will be so fired up to get a picture with that. And then I'm going to rip it up if it says anything disparaging about Candy DMs.
They're so disgusting.
So, yeah, Grit City Championship Wrestling, Tacoma Armory tomorrow. Should be a great time. Are you ready for the next one?
Of course.
All right, let's do this one because this is crazy because we got a couple text messages about it as well.
Hey, guys, this one is for thrill. So, your brother got hurt at the game last night. Is he okay?
Okay, so for those that don't know, Thrill's brother, Adrian, is a referee in the NFL.
Yes, and I get so fired up every time he's part of a game.
It's crazy because when you, you know, if I would have never known that he had a brother in it, I wouldn't have never even thought about it because I never pay attention to refs. But now that I do, he looks just like Thrill,
yes,
minus a goatee, and he's not wearing a hat all the time.
Yes.
But it's crazy to see, and he got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, he did, and I haven't seen what exactly happened, but it looked like maybe his knee.
Some people think it might be his Achilles,
ooh,
which because they keep saying lower leg. It could be knee or Achilles, but this was the moment. It was on TV, and the announcers, which I'm sure Adrian, Thrill's brother, the last thing he wants to be is the topic of conversation with the announcers, and unfortunately he was.
Adrian Hill, the referee, has to come out of the game. He reached for his lower left leg, so he signaled immediately that he could not continue, at least for the moment. He's on the sideline. So, Terry, what happens right now?
So they're going to move the umpire to the referee position, and they are going to eliminate the umpire position. So he will work the entire...
It's kind of crazy that they don't have a backup referee.
That's kind of shocking. I feel like these things happen kind of regularly.
Maybe not. I mean, not a lot of people have been talking about like so other refs ever getting hurt. So, and it wasn't even like he got hit by anybody.
No.
Offensive backfield by himself.
Meanwhile, they're going to take Hill back on the cart. And here he is. He's in the end zone on the kickoff.
Oh, right there.
And you can see he's pulling something or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. But clearly that lower left leg, he gets helped off. And now they brought a cart out and they've taken him into the locker room.
The crazy part was, this was on social media, the comments were just savage and unhinged when it came to him being hurt. And I get it, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of love for referees or for umpires or any kind of officials. But when you kind of sort of know the person, I don't know about you, but I was like getting almost like, I almost started like writing people back and be like, he's a good guy.
Hey, man, like, you leave Adrian alone.
I did think it was funny. One person said, the 1 week I start him.
Oh, God.
Another social media post said, huge loss for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, person,
of course, I play him on my fantasy team this week.
Wow.
Huge blow for the Chiefs this week. Another person says, F, I had him for over 2.5 flags thrown. He would have, of course, he leaves the game with just 2.
Oh, dang it.
And then season-ending injury as a referee is crazy. If it's the Achilles.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, sending him lots of love.
Absolutely.
And an ice pack.
I'm sure Thrill in the men's room will be talking about it and probably have a little bit more of an update because that's his brother.
I mean, it's very different than when a player gets injured and you have instant information about, like, they've taken him into the tent, they're running some tests, we think it's this, like... We don't know anything.
It's so weird. I got to imagine it had to be such a weird feeling for him to be carted off. Like, that's usually not what happens to an official.
Did he wave?
I don't know if he did the thumbs up. Wouldn't that be funny if he did the whole thumb? I'm okay.
Don't worry, guys.
I got this. We're good.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have Unwrapped an Acoustic Holiday coming up real quickly. It is on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena, and they just opened up some more tickets. So you can go check out what's available at KISW.com. Then come see Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, and more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All of us are still feeling so excited and happy and just buzzing over the fact that the Seattle Mariners have made the first big move of the offseason, and that is re-signing first baseman Josh Naylor to a 5-year, $92.5 million contract.
And not to get overly dorky about it, but what a great statement that the team is making. Like, look, we're not even going to wait. We're not going to let like other teams get into a bidding war and all that. I heard like Pittsburgh was interested, but nobody wants to go to Pittsburgh.
Ew.
And also the Mariners offered him more money than them. But I just love that it's like, the season's barely even done. They've already locked in the most important part of the team, in my opinion. And I think that just bodes well for what the future could hold for this offseason.
Josh Naylor did a press conference and was sharing why he wanted to come back.
I felt like that last loss, not that I had to come back, but I wanted to come back to give this fan base and this city and my teammates and their families a World Series in the next 5 years, or multiple World Series, or multiple pennants. Like, just the best thing I could give back, I want to give back. They deserve it. My teammates deserve it. My family deserves it. Their families deserve it. The head office and their families deserve it. All the coaches deserve it. So I had such a blast here. I wanted to run it back with these guys and do it all again.
I at one point even gave a shout out to the Seattle Mariners cooks, the kitchen. And I'm like, man, this guy just loves this franchise.
He's just thanking everybody.
Yeah.
There's also another random part of playing for the Mariners that Josh Naylor says he absolutely loved, and that would be the team's dog, Tucker.
Just feeling love right away was, honestly, it's hard to describe in words. You just feel just so blessed. And then when I found out we had Tucker was just like, he put me over the edge, man. I love that little guy. I love feeding him every day and just playing with him when I can. So he was a blessing, too.
I do love how the fans also have embraced this Tucker, the dog, because like whenever they took the team picture after like they beat like the Tigers, everyone's like, where's Tucker in the picture? Like, that is hilarious.
And there is something about like just having a dog on site when you're at your place of work that I feel like we're really missing out on that, guys.
I ain't going to lie. There are times where I'm not going to get in trouble by saying this, right?
No.
Okay. When Gabe from The Wolf, she'll bring her dog in with Winston. And even if I'm having a bad day, the moment I hear Winston walking around the halls, I get so fired up. I'm like, can we just keep Winston in our studio?
I think it should be a requirement that you have to have a dog at the workplace.
It'd be great. Yeah. So what about you? What do you think is like one of the cooler perks or like out of the ordinary perks for, I mean, well, clearly working here.
Well, yes, just working here in general is a perk, I feel like.
I know. There are times where I'm telling my friends about like what goes on in our workplace. They're just like, you realize that's not normal. I'm like, well, it's normal for us.
I would say, you know, there are times that you get to do an interview that you maybe never thought you were going to have the opportunity to do. Like the time that I got to interview Geddy Lee, from Rush. That was like, I never, even working in this business, I never thought that I would get pinged to do an interview with him. And it was awesome. So,
well, nobody else knows anything about the band. Of course they're going to go with you.
Of course.
I mean, what, have Danny interview Geddy Lee?
No.
Fast-paced Rush? Is that what it is?
And Danny would just be like, slap of the bass, right?
Yeah. Is that Geddy with two T's or two D's? Oh, I'm very confused.
What is it for you, would you say?
Oh, man. You know, there's so much. Honestly, just having the it's going to sound cheesy, but I truly mean this. Like, when I go out anywhere, like a Target or a restaurant, and somebody comes up, or Costco, and they just start talking about whatever it is that we've talked about on the show, and they'll always say, oh, is it weird that I know this much about you? I'm like, no, I, as an introvert and as somebody who's not very good at like small talk with people I don't know, it breaks the ice immediately, and I freaking love that.
That's like, really cool.
It's super fun. Like, and I get, my wife always laughs at me. She's like, I think you've creeped them out, because I get so fired up about that. I'm like, this is so much fun to me, because I don't have to go, you know, we've already kind of have a good playing field to work at. And
yeah.
I think it's so cool when people care enough to say hi.
And just so you know, you creep all of us out.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just the way I look at you guys, right?
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
Should I lick my lips?
No, thank you. 206-803-ROCK.
Stick over here.
What is that out of the ordinary part of your job that everybody loves? Maybe something that other people don't even realize is a perk of your job, a benefit, a specific person that you work with. What is something that makes you so happy to show up day after day to your place of work? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about your job.
Daniel.
After White Snake.
He's still looking at me, Taryn.
Daniel.
I don't want to do this.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that out of the ordinary part of your job that you absolutely love? It could be a work perk, a benefit, a person that you get to work with. What is it that makes you super happy to go back day after day to your place of work? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve, someone on hold is encouraged to get high at their place of work.
Oh, they work at KSW.
They must.
Yes.
We'll talk to them in just a second, but first let's check in with Mark from Bremerton. Mark, what is it that makes you go back to your work day after day so happy?
Well, I work part-time for a company that sells windows, you know, for buildings and stuff. They put up windows, and they need a salesman to go out to events and basically sell their product. I work at a booth, and I sell product basically so people who want to come by and sign up and do all that stuff. Majority of the time, really, nobody signs up because it's always like an event that has people drunk and walking around all the time. But they put me out to go to these places, and they put me in hotels, and I get to stay there for a couple of nights on end. And it sounds like a drag to travel, but it's actually pretty fun, like being in like Kirkland and all of these other places in Seattle, and you get to just hang out the whole time for a whole weekend and make money. It's pretty cool.
Once you start talking about being put up in hotels, I'm like, oh yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. At first, I'm like, I don't know, trying to sell windows to drunk people doesn't sound like a good time, but the rest of it sounds awesome.
No, we did the Kirkland Uncork one, and there was so many people that were already wasted, and nobody wanted to buy anything, but they wanted to have a good time around my tent.
I was wondering, like, is the hope that they're drunk and they're going to make a drunken purchase and buy a bunch of new windows?
Sometimes they do, man. Sometimes people they're a little shy, you know, when they see us without the alcohol in them, and then when they get alcohol, they're, you know, I actually do need windows.
I can see Tyron doing that. I mean, you purchased a hot tub while drunk.
Next up, windows. Yeah. Mandy, you're in Everett this morning. What is it about your job that makes you glad to keep showing up day after day?
I work at a pop shop.
Yeah. Nice. Is it because do you get hooked up with samples?
Oh yeah, about once every 2 weeks or so, we get a nice little bag full of vapes, flour, cartridges, edibles.
Mandy.
So that's a great perk of this job.
What are the hours of a pot shop? Like, does it open real early and stay open real late?
Well, I'm actually opening it right now. Damn, we open at 8 and we close at 11:45.
11:40. Do you guys have Pioneer Squares there?
Yes, we do.
What the hell is that?
Those are one of our top sellers. Those things are so good.
The best edibles on the market, Steve.
Okay. Have you ever seen Taryn's husband, Brad, pop in there?
Probably.
He's there right now.
206.
He should work at a pot shop.
803.
Save you guys a couple dollars.
Rock. Suzanne, you're in Graham this morning. What is it that makes you glad to keep showing up to your work day after day?
Well, it's kind of ironic that I come after a girl that works at the pop shop because I'm a drug and alcohol counselor.
Oh, God. I take back what I said, Suzanne.
Yeah, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor in Tacoma. And besides my wonderful coworkers that listen on their way to work and hear me beat Migs.
I didn't get
a perfect 10 last Friday, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I had to go. I had to start drinking because of that. So I need to talk to you about that now.
Well, I can help you with that. No, the best part about my job is that I work at an agency where I actually got my sobriety 14 years ago. And to be able to, I work with people who have DCYS cases. So getting to see them, the light bulb click in their head when they, you know, all of a sudden they're not doing it because they have to. They're doing it because they want to. And they get back their kids. And to see them turn their whole life around is pretty amazing.
Suzanne, do you get to keep like tabs on them, like maybe like a couple years down the line, and like do you get to like see how things have gone after? Because it's cool to see like how a few weeks after everything, and like, okay, they're on the up and up. But do you get to like even see like how they're doing like 2, 3, 4, 5 years later?
I do. I actually, the program that I work in, we have guest speakers quite often, and a lot of times I will get graduates of the program.
That's awesome.
To come in and speak to the new people in the group and stuff, and let them know that, you know, how things have turned around for them and how they're working out, you know. So I do try to keep tabs on a lot of them. At one point or another, I usually try to check in to see how things are going and, you know, see that they're still doing great. And it's a pretty rewarding job.
That's awesome, Suzanne. You rock.
Yeah, that sounds insanely rewarding.
Also, the timing could have been worse. We talked about that. Yeah, it's a yin and yang of the show, right?
It's called balance.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of unbalanced, Steve, you have 364 wins and only 126 losses.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, we got to step it up. He also has 104 ties. Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet, which could allow you to beat Migs. I gave out three of the correct answers at 5:40 yesterday during the men's room. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.